Hey, this is Journey Back Home, a podcast for returnees, those in transition, and the just curious.
We're your hosts, Bookie O
and Jamila Zaria,
two girls who packed up life abroad and moved back to Nigeria.
Why? Honestly, we're still figuring it out.
Every week, we will spill on the real stuff.
Culture shocks, money talk, career pivots, starting over, and all the chaos in between.
So whether you're planning your move,
already here,
or just here for the vibe, there's room for you on this journey.
This is Journey Back Home. Let's get into it.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Journey Back Home. So today's episode is all about like, what does life really cost here? How much do we spend? And just the comparison to living abroad and living here in Nigeria. And of course, bills.
Yes. More bills.
Yes.
You can see I was already excited. I was already like,
can you pay my bills? But I think the first thing to start with is that moving over, do you save money and how much should you save? I mean, nobody can tell you how much you should save. It's based on like what your own preference.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think generally I would advise to save money. Have money. Have like...
something to, like, you know, you can fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I didn't have like a huge amount of saving pots. Like, so I'll be honest there. I think I'm leaning more on my husband on that sense.
Yes, but, yes, as you should.
But in regards, I did have money in my Nigerian accounts that has been my saving grace. Mm-hmm. So like if you're, especially with the currency, like we're going to talk about, if you are sending money into your Nigerian accounts, which I know is a little bit long to open up accounts here, but if you can and you get your NIN and you get all the things that you need in order to open up an account, I would really advise doing that so that in time you're always sending money to your account, because the currency, whether that's pounds or dollars, is actually in your favor and you will actually see the benefits of having money just sitting in your account for whenever the time it is to come, even if it is for Dirty December or you actually do want to move, you will see that $100 you sent actually goes a long way.
Yeah, when I first moved back, and this was, like I said, in 2015, and I was really young, I had saved about 2 to 4 million. And that went in, like, let's say, 3 to 6 months.
Mm.
Now, like, with time that has gone, mm-hmm. things are way more expensive. So that 2 to 3 million that I saved, it would not last even, like, 2 months.
Mm.
So I would say have, like, a few millions, but also have income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think that was my thing. I knew I was coming here and leaving everything behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to look for jobs here. I had to have income coming in Naira. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm an entrepreneur, I earn in Naira.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, sometimes I'm just like, this is not enough. I need more. I feel like you never have enough Naira.
Yeah.
Like, Naira goes so
quickly.
Fast.
Yeah. And I'm even seeing that now. Like, I've been here for just a month. And if I look at how much I've spent, I'm like, I thought I had a good sum in my account. Like, mm-hmm. It was definitely close to 10. And mm-hmm. I'm like, looking at my account, it's just going down. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How is this already, like, going? And you know, you think it's cheap, and yes, it is cheaper than the UK, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but I think one thing that Bookie keeps grilling into my mind that I need to remember, mm-hmm. is if I spend like I'm spending pounds in Naira, my Naira is gonna go.
Yeah.
My Naira is actually gonna go.
Yeah,
because I need to remind myself that I'm not spending in pounds anymore. I'm spending Naira. Mm-hmm. So that mindset of, oh, in the UK, doing my hair would cost me £100 or £150, but here I'm doing it for 20k. Yes, that is a great price, 20k. But if I'm doing my hair every one week, that's just silly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I need to also use that mindset to, the same way I would only do my hair once a month in the UK, still do that here. Even if, yes, but I won't lie. My hair's getting messy a little bit.
It's easier to do your hair here, definitely.
And beauty expenses are definitely much cheaper overall here. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't really add that into the things you want to be scrimping on. But I think overall, there are certain things that you might not account for that end up being, especially grocery shopping. I think I'm finding that much more difficult because I do like broccoli. I do like these greens and things like that.
Oh, girl.
And all those things are...
You've got an expensive taste.
They are so... Honestly, I'm looking at... And then when I do the conversion, I'm like, I can get broccoli for 50p.
Yeah, you're buying broccoli for like 5-7k.
Okay, yeah, here. And 57k, what is that, £3 or it's, equivalent?
It's £3. Yeah, no, yeah. But it's still expensive. But it's a lot for broccoli. Yeah. One broccoli.
In pounds, it's a lot.
Yeah.
In naira, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm stressed. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So a lot of those like things that I would have just picked up very quickly yeah. in the UK that are relatively cheap is a luxury mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the way you would see something like dragon fruit in the UK, that's an exotic fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas broccoli is our own exotic vegetable.
Exotic vegetable.
I can't believe
yeah.
it.
For me, like realistically, some of the things that I'm spending on living in Nigeria is kind of similar to living in the UK. It's food, it's transportation, data, electricity. Like, the only difference, I guess, is that you're not spending on heating, mm. but you're spending on electricity. AC, yeah, AC. Like well, yeah. the AC, well, it could... And then also, like, miscellaneous. I feel like in Nigeria, a lot of things happen. So you never know when something's going to happen. So you just have to have money, extra money for miscellaneous.
In case.
Yeah, in case. Exactly. So, and then obviously we'll talk about how like beauty, hair, looking after yourself is a lot cheaper than London, but how you do it often. So mm-hmm. it does end up as a majority of your budget.
You do, yeah.
Also, like, I think just generally you should be budgeting.
So how much is like your monthly budget?
For me, I try to budget like 1 million. And I think that's for me, that's quite a high side. Yeah. Okay. So like,
what would you think? Like, so if someone else heard that lives in Nigeria, would they think that's insane? Or
no, I feel like for a young lady working,
yeah.
living her best life right. in Lagos, 1 million is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. 1 million is good. And that doesn't include like savings, holidays, travels.
Okay.
It only includes living within Nigeria. Yeah. yeah. And I think...
And on the basis of that, sorry, is you're saying your expenses would be 1 million, but then I think about what is the salary, average salary here.
Yeah.
And that's so... Your expenses being 1 million is very different to the actual minimum wage
mm-hmm.
when the minimum wage is 70K.
I know. The minimum wage is very low. It was once like 30K. So it recently just got to 70K. So to think that people can actually survive on 70K when me, I spent 70K yeah. in less than half a day.
And for context, 70K in pounds is equivalent to £34. We checked that on Lemfi.
Yeah.
Lemfi, sorry.
So to think that somebody is literally surviving on 70K
yeah.
a month when I spend that daily is just crazy. And it just shows you like how far the country has to go. Obviously, yeah. I'm an entrepreneur. I work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So income is coming not just from the here, but also from the UK.
Okay.
But I think for Nigerians, like, they usually have a lot of hustles. Mm. It's not just them.
You never just have your
9 to 5. No, it's not enough to mm-hmm. survive yeah. in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
To survive in Nigeria, you need income coming from different places.
Okay.
Because Nigeria is expensive. I personally think it's expensive.
To live here?
Yeah, okay. To live here. It used to be at a time, like let's say a few years, it was actually affordable. But mm-hmm. now I would say it's getting very expensive. And if you drive, then fuel is quite on the high side.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't drive, you're getting cab everywhere, which is like, it adds up. It all adds up.
Okay.
Yeah. Other costs, like for you, what would other costs as a married woman? You're married. So yeah. what are your main costs?
Right now, I think the biggest cost so far I've noticed is actually food. Mm-hmm. Food seems to be the biggest thing. And my husband eats so much meat. Like, oh my gosh, him and this protein. So we are both are quite like fitness focused. But so even that, considering how much he eats, makes me aware to like stock up the fridge or freezer. But overall, I'd say that would be the biggest expense outside of the car.
Okay.
And like diesel that you need to get. Or yeah. say petrol or whatever
yeah.
that you need to get for the car, but I think those would be the two major expenses that I can see right now yeah. that it is.
I'm looking at it, I'm thinking about it now. I think my lifestyle is probably my most expensive thing.
Yeah,
because fair. Nigeria is a place where there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's restaurants everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's like going out to party. Like, and if you're like I wouldn't call myself an outsider.
You're an outsider.
I'm not an outsider, but I like enjoyment. I like to live a good life.
Living.
Yeah. So things like I like to like go to the beach, or I would like go to a cafe and work.
Yeah, you do
a lot.
Love a cafe.
Exactly. And I spend a lot on coffee. Yeah. So the amount of money that I spend outside is a lot.
Yeah, and I bought a coffee actually from, where was it? Where did I try the other day? Oh, it was
Gather House. Yeah.
And I think it was like nearly nine, and it was 9.5k or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's on the high side.
That's high. Mm-hmm. That, I don't know what I was expecting, but after I paid for it, I was like, oh, these things aren't like just 3k, you know?
9k is like, let's say £4.
Yeah, that's how much
it price.
Yeah, so that's my point. It's like, sometimes if you want to convert, I know we're saying do not convert in your brain, but when you do sometimes convert and realize actually it's the same price I would pay in London, it almost feels like cheating.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why it upsets me sometimes. It's just like, I would think it should be cheaper. We have the coffee grounds here. We have coffee here as well. There's coffee not here in Nigeria, but there's coffee that is accessible in Africa. So sometimes I think of all those things. I'm trying to figure out what that business looks like to understand why the pricing would still be that price. But I think also personally that when I think of Nigerian businesses, a lot of prices are driven by aesthetics, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're driven based off of quality and based off of like the actual ingredients. Sometimes I'm asking myself, I'm like, can I see your books? Because I want to know how you came to the price that you got to. Because
make it up?
Yeah, are you making this shit up? Or are you actually breaking it down? Because even if I think of even fashion brands, I'm like, are you guys actually even breaking down your price points based off like your staffing, your light, your electricity,
and
cost per wear?
It.
Or is it just you look at the market and say, oh, that person charges £50, so me too, I can charge £50. No, that's not how it bloody works.
No, like, I saw like an argument about this, about like how Nigerian brands charge the same as American brands on TikTok, and it was a whole thing. And somebody actually broke it down, that the running cost and the production cost is a lot. So it's
a lot
it's a lot higher here. It's a lot higher. It's actually, because remember, a lot of these brands abroad, they actually do it, make their clothes or produce in China or abroad. But Nigeria, to run a business is very expensive. Imagine you're paying for diesel to fill your fuel. You're paying staff. You're now running light. You're paying your meter. Then you're, some of them, a lot of staff actually are housed by the employers as well. So they're paying for that. Like the cost accumulates.
Really, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You want to know what all these costs are for, because for anybody else looking outside, it's like me being a consumer in the UK, I'm thinking, I'm hoping that the price that I pay is going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
And predominantly why I say that is because there are brands that are cheaper. Yes, there are brands that are more expensive, but I always notice that once any brand has gotten some sort of, I guess, attraction buzz, then the price has been doubled, which in hindsight, of course, if you have to then meet demand, you're going to need more staff and all those type of things. I just think it just feels sometimes like cheating.
And then also to add to that, Nigeria actually is still importing a lot of stuff from abroad. So I know that if you go to like the market to buy material, a lot of those materials are actually imported. And if you think about it, they're paying at dollar price, which is a lot higher than Naira. So it actually adds up. And I'm not to say what some of these companies or brands are doing is fair, but the majority of it does make sense because they're spending a lot on maintenance.
So they got bills.
They've got bills.
They got bills to pay too. So we all have bills. Everybody has bills to pay. And I guess the run and short of it is that I guess we all have to be realistic as us, the consumer, and the brand and the companies we want to support and our everyday lifestyle. Maybe sometimes it's hard to see those things when you're living in it and coming from a different like lens. It's hard for you to be like, oh, they have bills too. Their bills may look different, but they actually do have bills. So it's great having these type of conversations because it just puts everything into perspective instead of just actually bashing people, because that's not actually fair. Everybody does have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make a profitable business anyway as well.
Yeah, I think also to mention that you have to live at the level that you're at. Mm. I think a lot of people do live above their means. Mm, okay. So if you know, okay, in a month, I'm earning like 1 million. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go and be spending 1 million
every month.
Do you get every month? You want to save. Mm-hmm. You want to also be like, okay, I need to put money away, or these are my bills. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to spend recklessly. Yeah. So just be realistic about your budgeting, mm-hmm. realistic about your costs. When you come to Nigeria, look at the prices of like houses, research the prices of houses, research the prices of like maintenance. Mm-hmm. What are you spending on? And like, as we get older, you need to be a bit more smarter about how you spend money. Even though I budget like 1 million, I need to look at, okay, I may spend 1 million, but I have this much coming in. Mm-hmm. And this is my breakdown. This is how much I need to spend. Mm-hmm. So just budgeting, planning, and then researching and knowing what exactly you are spending. Is there cheaper or more affordable options? Mm-hmm. Do I really need to get a coffee every day? Yes, I do. But do I really need to get a coffee every day from outside at 9K? I can make coffee at home. Sometimes I do make coffee at home. Yeah. So now I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to buy coffee every day at the cafe as much
if
as
I want to.
Yeah, because I feel like that's part of my soft life. However, realistically, it's not smart. Yeah. So I need to live within my means and not above it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But by God's grace, we'll get to where we jaye.
Yes.
And bills it's not even a thing anymore. The bills are covered, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what's great about Nigeria. Yeah. It's the opportunity to make more money. Mm-hmm. I know, okay, I may be earning this month, but next month
it could be I'm aiming
for more because mm-hmm. the opportunities are endless. And mm-hmm. money comes like, I'm not even trying to I would say I've made more money here in Nigeria than I've ever made anywhere else. Mm. Like, and I think it's the fact that there are so many people that need your services. Mm-hmm. So there's always opportunity. As long as you're putting yourself out there, you will make money. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're giving people value
for their money,
they will
pay you.
Yeah, yeah, like, so I just feel like there's opportunities and there's money to be made here. 100%.
Okay. So remember, guys, don't think in pounds mm-hmm. so that you don't spend all your money.
Is that your advice? Yeah.
That's my advice.
My advice is don't live above your means. Like, plan, budget, and just be realistic about how much you're earning. Yeah. And be smart.
Well, that's it for this episode.
Follow us, of course, once again on Journey Back Home podcast on all platforms. Share, like, comment. And then we want to hear back from you guys. So please do share some of the things that you want to hear from us on some of our next episodes.
Yeah, and wherever you are on your own journey, just know you're not alone.
We're here for you.
Thank you.